In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Before we start, do you have any question? I remember last time when I was going to explain some examples at the fasting people, you reined me with questions, and I couldn't. I couldn't give the lesson that I was intending to do. You were not here. They just ask the question and after question, another question and another question. But anyhow, it's very good. We want to benefit. Not essential to have the program that I have, but more important to benefit. Do you have any question, by the way? Okay. This year we wanted... this year we have more another 2 weeks for the Great Lent. Just two weeks. The fifth and the sixth week, and then the end of the Great Lent, and then we start the Holy Week. So this year we wanted to have some examples from the Holy Bible about the people who fasted and the reasons of their fastings and the results of their fasting. We took, I think, a couple of weeks ago, Moses, the life of Moses. And we saw that Moses fasted 40 days and 40 nights to receive the word of God. موسى صام 40 يوم و40 ليله عشان يستقبل الناموس كلمه الله. And unfortunately the first time he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, after he finished his meeting with the Lord, the people were not worthy of the word of God because they worshipped the bull. They had a bull made of gold. You know where did they get the gold from? We said it in the morning, man. It was cheating. Huh? Yeah, where? From the Egyptian people. And because it wasn't theirs, then what happened? Yeah. Moses destroyed it and threw it in the water again to come back to Egypt or anywhere. Anyhow, so the second time, Moses fasted again. 40 days and 40 nights. And in the second time, the Lord did not only give him the Ten Commandments written on two tablets, but also he gave him the maquettes of the tabernacle, the full dimensions of the tabernacle. يعني في اللقاء ده الله ما ادالوش بس الوثلاث، لكن اداله المواصفات بتاعة قيمة الاجتماع. Tabernacle. Do you know or do you remember what was the most important thing in the tabernacle? Tabut al-Ahd, the Ark of Covenant. The Ark of Covenant was the most important piece in the tabernacle. And here we can say, in the New Testament, you are the tabernacle, only the church. The church is the house of God. And you also are the tabernacle. And the most important piece in you is your heart. And because it is the most important organ in your tabernacle, the Lord came and dwelt in it and made in your heart Ark of Covenant, the new altar. Because the Ark of Covenant was put in the Holy of Holies, and the Holy of Holies is the inner, very inner part of the church, in which you find the new Ark of Covenant. And the new Ark of Covenant is not only contains the manna, the pot of manna. There was a gold pot filled with manna in remembrance of the manna that the Lord gave them for about 40 years. They put a sample of it in a golden pot in the Ark of Covenant. Yes? So, on the altar is not just the manna, but the true manna, the bread of life, the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ on the altar. And for me, what is that? It's the Holy Spirit in my heart who works, who reminds me with the Word of God in the Bible, who guides me in my ways, who intercedes me in my prayers, who corrects me in my behavior, who accompany me everywhere. And if I recognize all the time that I am really the temple of the Lord, then the Holy Spirit will be continuously working in my heart, continuously. Because I recognize that He is in my heart, and according to His word, I behave. According to His guidance, I do everything and say everything. Moses. Who else fasted 40 days and 40 nights? Miniyav. Elijah. Elijah, right? Elijah fasted 40 days and 40 nights. How did it happen? Do you know? It's written in the First Kings, I think, chapter 19. And 19 verse 8. In First Kings 19, ابتدي من 6 يقول ايه عن ايليا. فتطلع واذا كعكة وكوز ماء عند رأسه فأكل وشرب. ده ايليا. ورجع واضطجع نام. ثم عاد ملاك الرب مرة تانية فمسه وقال قم وكل لأن المسافة كثير عليك. فقام وأكل وشرب من نفس الأكل، كملها يعني واخد شوية ونام. وصار بقوة تلك الأكلة 40 نهارا و40 ليلة إلى جبل الله حريب، ودخن هناك المغارة وبات فيه. 40 days. This was in the last days of Elijah. Khalas. Elijah concluded his service with these 40 days and 40 nights of fasting. وبعد كده ربنا قال له ايه؟ مالك هنا يا إيليا؟ فقال له ايه؟ Do you know what? قال له ايه؟ Do you remember? لما ربنا قال له انت هنا ليه يا إيليا؟ Do you remember what happened? Yeah. قال له هدموا ما ذبحك وقتلوا أنبياءك بحد السيف وأنا بقيت وحدي. The Lord said to him, Why you are here, Elijah? He said, They destroyed your altars and they beheaded your prophets with the sword and I'm alone now. And the Lord replied and said to him, I kept to myself 7,000 knees who did not kneel to Baal, Sanam. Sometimes we feel that we are alone, the righteous people. And we are alone, the people who do everything right. And the people outside is bad. And the answer to God is, I kept to myself 7,000 knees who did not kneel. أَبْقَيْتُ لِنَفْسِي 7,000 ركبة لم تكثوا لبعض لم تسجد لبعض. Don't think that you are alone, the good bones or the good girls. No. Be sure that among us there are many righteous people. They do not appear. We do not see them because they are quiet people. They are denying themselves, self-denial, very humble, not to appear before the people. Their actual life is very devout. Their actual life is very deep. Their relationship with God is true. And at this point, you know what happened? When Elijah reached this point, do you know what happened? No, it was after that. No. You know what? And you reach the point that you must come to me. I will take you now. Anoint Elisha to be in your place. And you will come to me. You are not anymore able to continue your service. But I love very much your ways. I love your strength. I love that you faced Ahab and the 450 priests of the idol. I love that from you, and I will take you alive. And the chariot came and took him into heavens. But before it took him into heavens, he anointed Elisha to be his disciple. And he said, stay here. Elisha said, no. I will follow you step by step. And then some people said to him, do you know that the Lord will take your master from your head today? He said, yes, I know. Silence, I know. One time, two times, three times. And then he said, Elijah said to Elisha, ask me one question before I'm taken from you. Fa'allu, I need one spirit. No, two spirits of yours. It's very difficult. If you see me take him from you, your request will be fulfilled. And it happened. And it happened. When the chariot came, then Elisha marveled and took the robe, the garment of Elijah. And then he wanted to know whether he took really the spirit or double of the spirit of Elijah or not. عمل ايه؟ اقولها بالعربي؟ حاضر. ال translation to Arabic in 2 minutes ولا حاجة. اللي حصل ان ايليا بعد ما قال له قتلوا انبيائك بحد السيف وهدموا مذابحك وانا لوحدي، قال لا خلاص تعالى بقى انت تمسح إليشع مكانك. وإليشع ده كان التلميذ بتاعه، فمش ورا، قال له استنى هنا، قال له انا معاك، قال له طب انا اعدي الاردن، قال له اقعد معاك. إليا خبط الاردن بالرب بتاعه، اتفتح واتشق زي البحر الاحمر وعدوا فيه الناحيه التانية. قال له اقعد هنا، قال له لا انا معاك. بعد لما قرب بقى وشايف المركبه الناريه جايه من السماء عشان تاخده، قال له اسال سؤال، قال له اديني روح، لا اديني روحين من روحك. قال له ده صعب جدا، روحين من روحك يعني ايه؟ قوه جامده جدا. قال له لو شفتني وانا طالع تاخد سؤالك. ففضل إليشع باصص كده بحر. اول ما جت المركبه الناريه وابتدت تاخد إليا، راح ماسك الروب بتاع إليا. طبعا إليا مش محتاج للروب خلاص، ماسكه. قال له أبي يا أبي يا مركبة إسرائيل وفرسانها، ده إليشع على قالك. ومسك الرب بتاع إليه واختفى إليه السماء. إليشع يعمل إيه؟ حب يشوف بقى خد بتاع، لازم يرجع الأردن تاني ولا إيه؟ راح ضارب النهر بالرب مرة، وراح ضربه تاني فانشق النهر. فكل اللي واقفين قال له ايه؟ روح إيليا استقرت على إليشع. شوف دي جت ازاي من إيليا، كل ده بعد 40 يوم صيام. I translate what you missed. Don't worry. You understood already? No, you missed something small. I don't think that you got everything. So Elijah, we stopped at when Elijah said, if you see me, when I'm taken from you, he will take your request. And then he was staring at him. When the chariot came, then he took the rope. And he was shouting, oh, the chariot of Israel. And it's horses. And then he took the rope of Elijah, and he stuck the Jordan River 2 times, and it was open. So, how many times the water was opened? 3 times. One, the Red Sea, and 2 times Elijah. And then the fourth, Joshua. Joshua, before that, Joshua opened the Jordan River with the same thing. We think that the Red Sea was the only event that the water was divided. No, it happened 4 times. One, the Red Sea by Moses. One, the Jordan River by Joshua, and 2 times, one by Elijah and one by Elisha. So the Lord is ready to open even the water river for you, to save you, to cross through the water without being drowned or harmed. Elijah is a very interesting story, giving us a very important lesson, that the power of faith needs the power of practice, not just to have faith, but also to translate this faith into an action. مش بس يبقى عندك إيمان، لكن توري هذا الإيمان بأعمال وتصرفات. وده اللي حصل مع إليشع، وقبليه اللي حصل مع إليه. مين تاني صام؟ Who else? Now. Physically, medical, طبعا انت دكتورة مش ممكن. مش كده؟ لكن really it happened. Really it happened. لميا بتسأل هو في حد can anyone fast 40 days and 40 nights and under the laws, under the medical consideration, never, impossible. But I have a question. Did it happen in the New Testament? After Jesus Christ, the New Testament, there was a saint, one of the forefathers' deserts, or the wilderness forefathers. He was a monk. Remember? No. A very famous saint. You will marvel when you hear that this saint fasted 6 times the great length, 40 days. 6 times, 40 days and 40 nights. This saint is Yohanna Kama, Yohannes Kama. And we mention his name in the commemoration every liturgy. This saint fasted, in his biography, fasted 6 times, 40 days and 40 nights. No one is asked from us now to do that. But at least to fast. And to fast at until 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 6 o'clock, yani. Naam ya ma'alam. He was one of the hermits. He was one of the hermits, min as-suwah. And yasadu ba'a, very light, khafif jad. شوف بقى لما واحد يقعد 40 يوم 40 ليلة من غير ما يأكل من غير ما يشرب. When we hear that we say, oh, it's a myth. It's a fantasy. لا, دي لا myth ولا fantasy. It's a truth. And this is in the biography of the saints. Who else fasted? أنا خدت واحد. ناخد جروب. People of Nineveh. People of Nineveh is an example about how can the man let God change his mind. إزاي الإنسان يغير تفكير ربنا. Right? This is what happened with the people of Nineveh. When Jonah came to them, warning, saying, in 40 days, the Lord will destruct this city, will demolish it, insulate it. The people had faith. أهل نينوى قالهم إيمان, وإيمان عميق. قالوا الحاجة اللي هتخلي ربنا يهد المدينة هي ايه؟ ايه الحاجة اللي ربنا كان هيهد المدينة عشانها؟ خطاياها مش كده ولا ايه؟ ايه الحاجة اللي هتخليه يهد, يعني وربنا عايز يهد المدينة كده وخلاص؟ ولا الخطايا؟ What was the reason that the Lord was intending to destroy Nineveh? Their wicked life, their wickedness. إنهم كانوا وحشين, وحشين قوي. فقال ما فيش حل غير إنه هو يهلكهم. طبعا ده حصل في الطوفان زمان, during the days of Noah. الإنسان خلاص باظ, فصفيوا على كام؟ 8 people, only 8 people to renew the mankind with 8 people again. So, but during the days of Nineveh, they had faith that if they repent and if they fast and if they leave their wicked life, the Lord may change his mind and keep the city. And this has happened. This has happened. This is what I want to finish today with. What was the most important action which changed the mind of the Lord? إيه الحاجة اللي خلت ربنا يغير رأيه؟ توبتهم. Repentance. Not only the fasting. If I fast without repentance, it's a diet, not fasting. Diet, changing of food, but not changing of heart, not changing of life, not changing of that system of life. So it's nonsense. That's why many people, unfortunately, do not benefit of the fasting. Either if they fast or if they say from the beginning, no use for the fast. What benefits God from me when I take fasting food, eat fasting food instead of non-fasting food? What will the Lord benefit of that? No. The Lord will not benefit of anything I do, either prayer or fasting or repentance or changing my mind or searching for purity and chastity and love. The Lord will not benefit of that. I do that for myself. I pray because I need to pray. I come to the church not to satisfy God. I come to the church because I need to be in his presence. If I don't pray, he will not decrease. And if I pray, he will not increase. Right? لحينقص ولحيقل بصلاتي. I need that. That's why St. Gregory said, you created me as a man because you are the lover of mankind and you did not need my servitude, but I needed your Godhead. We don't need his Godhead. احنا محتاجين ربوبيته. Lordship. We need his Lordship. He doesn't need my servitude. هو مش محتاج لعبوديتي. احنا بنقول له انت لم تكن محتاجا الى عبوديات. هو ربنا مش دور على ناس عشان يعبدوه ويركعوا له ويعملوا ايه ويقتلوا الناس عشان خاطره زي المهاويس بتوع الاخوان المسلمين وغيرهم. لا لا, ده مفهوم مختلف تماما عن رب. ده impossible to be God. Impossible. يا جماعه خليكم يعني خلينا حكمة. احنا المحتاجين نصلي, مش احنا هنصلي عشان نرضي ربنا ان احنا بنصلي. لا, احنا المحتاجين نصلي. فهما كانوا محتاجين يتوبوا فتابوا, زي ما تقول انا تابوا. لما تابوا ربنا قال خلاص انا عادل. I'm just and I'm the love or the lover of mankind. I will not destroy the city. طبعا احنا عارفين the rest of the story. It's not our position now to all the story, to say all the story, but at least this part. What made the Lord changed his mind was the repentance of these people. So take a good chance in your fasting to be a good chance for you to change your life, to change your mind, to change the schedule of your day. سهلة سهلة أن أنا أغير السكاديول بتاع اليوم بتاعي وأخلي أجزاء كبيرة للصلاة، أجزاء كبيرة للإنجيل، أجزاء كبيرة للقراءات الروحية، أجزاء كبيرة للتأمل، أجزاء للخدمة. لأنه مش مفروض أن إحنا في الصوم نبقى فيه ترابل بأكل كتير وحاجات كتيرة، أو صنف خلاص ونأكل خلاص. مش لازم نقعد يعني. أمال أنا صايم يعني إيه؟ Fasting does not mean أن أنا أبقى عندي يعني table full of fasting food. In 1970s, His Holiness 1979, the late Pope Shenouda visited us in London. I was in charge, priest in charge for the church at the time. He came to consecrate the church in January 1979. And then a people from the library, Great Library of London, invited him. And they put the schedule on Wednesday. On Wednesday was fasting. But they asked the ladies of the church to prepare fasting food. But Sayyidina entered the table at the lunch, وبعدين found the big table عليها بقى everything بقى محشي كوسة ومحشي بدنجان ومحشي مش عارف ورق عنب ومش عارف ايه وعدس ولوبيا وبقى. فسيدنا قال ايه؟ This is the great Lent. This is the great Lent. They can his comment on that. Yes, it's not. يعني save time and let this time be spent in useful and more spiritual time and effort. Read more, pray more, take the Bible more, use the Agbaya more, serve, do something يعني good to the needy, to the poor. We teach our children here to go to George Street to the homeless during the Great Lent one or two times, bringing food to them, to teach them that the fasting, one of the important factors in the fasting, is to recognize the people. I sent you something about the rich man and Lazarus today in Arabic. Yani. It's a good lesson. This man was very rich, but he did not even give any merciful action to Lazarus, who was just taking from the dogs the fragments of the dogs around him. This was his food. But when he died, the angels carried him. When the rich man died, he was buried. This is what the Bible said. The rich man died and he was buried. But Lazarus died and then the angels carried him to the bosom of Abraham. Anyhow, so please, let the fasting time be a good chance for you to change. Change your schedule, change your mind, repent, confess. We need that. May the Lord, who accepted the fasting of Moses, Elijah, and also the people of Nineveh, accept from us our fasting and repentance. Next week, inshallah, we'll go more about some other examples in the New Testament, the Old Testament, New Testament, and we may have at the last week, or 6th Saturday, حاجة عن our forefathers' fastings and how did they benefit of their fasting life. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Do you have any question? Yes. It was said that the first one, it was testing from him to know whether he really got the spirit of Elijah or not. But the second, he was sure that he got it. That's why it was opened after the second, not the first. So when we do something, we do it not out of doubting or testing whether the Lord will be with us or not. Be sure. When you ask, be sure that the Lord will respond. Have faith in that. If you ask and they say, maybe yes, maybe not, this doubt is a weak point in our relationship with God. I am him. Yeah, maybe he doesn't want to give it to me because it's not good for me. This is what you mean. But for Elisha, it was essential for him to cross the Jordan River coming back to start his service or to resume the service of his master. Elijah was taken by the chariot. So his coming back was something essential, must be. If he from the very beginning had faith that he gained twice or two spirits of Elijah, he could have done it from the first time. This happened with Moses one day. Do you remember? Da hasal ma Musa Nabi. Bizabtakid. At the rock. In the beginning, when they were thirst, he bet or he smacked the town with his rod, the rock, and water flowed. The second time, he depended on himself, and he said, "Do you want us to bring you water from this rock?" And he smacked it, no water came. And recognized in the Damakachian. Then the second time flowed the water. أول مرة ضرب الصخرة قال لهم انتوا عايزيننا نجيب لكم مية من الصخرة دي؟ احنا يعني موسى وهارون. فضرب الصخرة ما طلعتش مية. فراح ضربها تاني. الضربة التانية دي كانت بقى بتاعت ربنا. But because of this behavior, the Lord prevented him from entering the promised land. He punished him because he did not give the glory to God. And he broke the prophecy because the smacking of the rock was a symbol of the cross. And this cross was just one. You understand? Was just one cross from God was more than sufficient to forgive our sins, the sins of the whole world forever. فهو كسر النبوة. العصاية بتاعت موسى تتخبط مرة واحدة تنزل الروح القدس. لأن الصخرة كانت المسيح والصليب والعصاية الصليب والمية الروح القدس. واخدين بالكم من الحكاية دي؟ فهو كسر النبوة. فقال له انت عشان عملت كده وما اديتش المجد لله مش هتدخل أرض المعاد. وفعلا موسيس was buried. 3 years ago we were like this time. A month before this time. 3 years ago we were in Jordan and we were taken to the place traditionally when the Lord took موسى رب. حتى في الأردن كده على جبل، والجبل ده اللي وقف عليه موسى وربنا أخفاه، مات ومحدش يعرف. No one knows where the body of Moses now, because the Lord himself buried him and he hid him from the children of Israel. But he did not enter the promised land because of this behavior. Now, هو ضربها بس ما ضربش، ما قال لهمش ربنا يجيب لنا الصخرة، قال لهم احنا عند أتريدان أن نخرج لكم من الصخرة، حملها اعتمد على نفسه. لا أصل ما أنا بقول لك ضربة الصخرة تشير لعلامة الصليب، الخبطة دي تألم المسيح، اتضرب الصخرة زي ما المسيح الصخرة الحقيقية انضرب على الصليب، فدي كانت نبوة. It was a prophecy. نعم، المرة الأولانية كانت صح، خبطها مرة واحدة، ده حادث تاني بقى. طبعا مرة تانية، مش أول مرة، أول مرة طلعت على طول المية، كانوا لسه طالعين من معديين البحر الأحمر، أول ما طلعوا من البحر الأحمر قالوا له عطشنا، فجاب لهم المية. تاني مرة اعتمد على نفسه فما نفعتش. ما هو بعد كده بقى، بعد تاني مرة دي خلاص هي الصليب بقى، بعد كده مشيت المية بقى مع الصخرة بقى، مشت معاهم بقى تجيب لهم المية على طول من غير لا ضرب ولا حاجة، زي كأنها حنفية كده. ما قال كده، قال الجميع شربوا من صخرة واحدة تبعتهم، والصخرة كانت المسيح. The Lord, the whole people, children of Israel drank from one rock, followed him, followed them, and the rock was Christ. You find it in 1 Corinthians 1 chapter 11. Any question? Thank you for listening. Let us pray. We have time. We'll pray the midnight prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Trustworthy to pray to you, thankfully. أبانا الذي في السماوات يتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوت تكون مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك زنا كفافنا أعطنا اليوم فندلومنا. فلنشكر صانع الخيرات الرحوم الله وربنا إلهنا مقدسنا يسوع المسيح، لأنه سترنا أعنا حفظنا قبل ناري اشفق علينا وعضلنا وتبنا نادي الساعة، وأيضا فلنسأل أن يحفظنا في هذا اليوم مقدس كل حياتنا كل سلام الأباب لكل رب الأهل سيد رب الإله الضوء الكل وربنا لهم كل الصلاة المسيح. أشكرك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال، أنك سترتنا وأعنتنا وحفظتنا وقلتنا لي شفقت علينا وعضتنا وتيت بنا نادي الساعة. من أجل هذا نسأل أطلب من صلاحك يا محب البشر نحن أن نكمل هذا اليوم المقدس كل حياتنا كل سلام مع مخافتك، كل حسد وكل تجربة وكل فعل الشيطان ومؤامرة الناس الأشرار وقيام الأعداء الخفيين الظاهرين، انزعها عنا عن سائر شعبك عن يداك المقدس هذا، ما الصالح حياة النافعات فارزقنا إياه، لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وكل قوة العدو، ولا تدخلنا التجارب لكن نجنا من الشرير، نعم والرأفات ومحبة البشر اللواتي لابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مقدسنا يسوع المسيح، هذا الذي من قبل المجد والكرامة والعز والسجود تليق بك معهم عن روح القدس المحمسة لك أنا كل وان إلى دهر الدهور أمين.